the most action-packed content from the top mobile experts. This is the App Masters Podcast with Steve P. Young.
What have you learned with these new app launches?
No matter what your app is, how much you've spent on it, you're always going to need to find a way to get attention for it. You do want to find ways to identify ideas that are popular and then figure out how you can create a quality experience that people will want to use over and over and over and like marry it to that attention.
You got like 400,000 users. And you took a spin. You're like, hey, adult coloring books, but I want to do it for the Black culture. How did you approach the launch for this type of app?
I just saw all those adult coloring books. I started playing around with them. I saw why they were popular. I said, okay, you know, this is pretty chill. This is pretty relaxing. I get it. And as I'm using them, I see, okay, like there's just not a lot of Black people in them. I've seen other product categories where that's been the case and people have been able to provide a good experience. Like that, you know, whether it be Black people, Hispanic people, Asian, you know, right. Anytime somebody is underserved, they're going to be more starving for the products. I just started really small, you know, initially there were some coloring books source codes. I bought one. I got some stock images that weren't the greatest. And we did spruce up the UI and got some nice icon, a nice UI. And the images that you see on it right now are not what we started with. They were a lot simpler, a lot less depth, but it still resonated with people, right? Yeah. People were coming into the Facebook group. People were reviewing it. People were liking it. So that convinced me, okay, I can create something better.
You said focus on your paying customers.
I've heard you on this podcast talk about using the hard paywall sometimes, but we want to make sure that everybody really likes our app, whether they're never giving you a dollar or anything, right? I think anytime you introduce a paywall, you will get less traffic, less virality. Just because somebody on Instagram comes and says, hey, this app wasn't free, right? That doesn't mean you need to change your entire business strategy and never charge for anything. There are other people using the same app and they're like, hey, I paid and I love it. I still try to provide lots of stuff for people.
Yeah, lots of free stuff.
Yeah, but people will still complain. You know, at a certain point, I do want people to subscribe and pay.
Have you tested like locking up more content versus not locking up more content?
I have at certain times. And
it looks like there's a lot.
Yeah, I don't think that this is like strictly optimized for cash return. When I put money into ads, significantly more comes out. And that's also why I need to push it harder. But yeah, I think I could definitely lock more stuff.
Here's what I've learned from others too, that in lieu of a hard paywall, locking up more content. Yeah. And my buddy Rich, he tested this and he's like, lock content is starting to be like pretty similar. Maybe here you're giving it, you can have like image of the day being the free one. And then everything else is locked. Aiden says, what marketing did you do? Paid, free, combination?
Initially, I was just buying a little bit of Facebook ads. And then I would just try to make my money back. I would also promote a lot on Instagram and I had a Facebook group and I kind of got things going that way. I also did some like paid Instagram shout outs. One day I had done a pretty big Instagram post promotion, this page that has 10 million followers. I paid a few grand for it and it was mediocre to me. And then I figured rather than doing that, I can take it to Facebook where I have a little bit more control and just spread that money over a few weeks or a month. I tried TikTok as well. That worked okay.
What attribution platform are you using?
Because I use RevenueCat and then I'm using Amplitude in there.
What have you found to be one of the more better performing ways of running Facebook ads?
I run them off of the app's own page. So, you know, people will see the app's icon there. The creatives that I'm running right now are TikTok style videos, like short videos.
Yeah,
I went on a platform called Billo and they have like video creators who will just make videos for you. You can tell them 15, 30, 60 seconds. Anything can work pretty well on Facebook as long as the creative is decent and resonates with the audience. You don't want it to be like too much like an ad, more like something that will tell a story in a way. And sometimes it can just be a picture that will tell a story.
How much spend did you need to let automatic targeting work because we're running some ads for a client of ours on TikTok. Here. And, you know, they recommended do automatic targeting. So maybe my campaign structure was all messed up, but we had one campaign and the one ad group was automatic targeting. One ad group was more targeted, interest-based targeting or demographic-based targeting. And we found like within the first month, like first couple of weeks, the interest-based and demographic targeting, my targeting was way outperforming the automatic targeting.
For me, it is actually working. I don't have to spend a lot because I always start with 5, 10, 20 bucks a day and just see, am I getting conversions? Is it paying for itself before ramping it up? Each time I ramp up spend, I'm always looking at like, okay, have I gotten some type of uplift in terms of the results I'm getting back that makes sense or not? And it's not always exactly proportional. After you get above a certain amount, there's definitely some degradation, but I still want to see I'm performing better than I was before.
Question from Waruna. What ad platform do you use? AppLovin, AdMob, or something else? And do you use mediation?
I primarily use AdMob. We set up our own mediation. I definitely think that you can probably get the best return by doing mediation.
What's the revenue split between like ads?
I make significantly more from in-app purchases, somewhere between 2-to-1, 3-to-1, maybe a little bit more in favor of subscriptions. Oftentimes the ads will pay for my ad spend. Say I'm spending 70 bucks today, probably, at least 50 or 60 of that is going to be paid for right off top by advertising. And then anything that's happening with people subscribing is going to be profit.
I feel like ads also help you with your subscriptions in a way, because it's like
probably
a reminder that this is not, there's a better option out there if you choose to, pay for it. And especially for an app like this, where the spend time is going to be high, like having that ad is a no-brainer. In my opinion, Jake Moore from Superwall shared, two plans is better than one. I have definite data on that. Three plans are better than two. And his concern was, yes, the conversion rates go up because I do feel like people want options. But secondly, you want to push people to the highest LTV plan, right? Because LTV tends to go down when you have more options as well. But I'm going to assume, Moyo and Jared asked this question, that most people, what's the split between weekly, monthly, and yearly? I'm going to assume people are either buying the weekly or the yearly. Like, nobody buy monthly.
You would think so, but more people buy the monthly than I would expect. I find that you always get the most purchases on wherever the free trial is at.
Sometimes it's a 2-to-1 split, right? And sometimes it's a 1-to-1 split. So I think it depends on the nature of the app. I just like the ads. And I think Moyo perfectly, like what I'm making, I'm subsidizing it. Like the main revenue model is going to be from subscription. But what I'm making from the apps allows me to pay for ads on to drive more downloads. One of my favorite campaigns to run is an app advice campaign. I've been running for 10 plus years, but the best way to run this would be to put a remove ads, if you'd like, as a non-consumable in-app purchase, make that for free for a couple of days, and then drive the downloads that way. It's because one of the things that you might want to test in terms of the monetization plan would be, maybe it's like, $3.99, to remove ads, or $4.99 just to make it even. And then it's $5.99 a week or $29.99 per year. And then you're mixing it up so that you're almost pushing people. So the remove ads is the decoy plan, and you're pushing people to either weekly or yearly, which for you will have the highest LTV than a monthly.
Tired of overpaying for app store optimization? Get unlimited ASO and app marketing support to increase your keyword rankings, downloads, and more importantly, your revenue. Learn more at asomasters.com.
Thanks for listening to the App Masters podcast. For show notes and amazing app marketing content, check out appmasters.co.